friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marini Marazi Shiachiu. El Nishmas Reb Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu. It's based on a shir given by Moravi Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita. In Parashas Vayetze, Yaakov decides that it's time to leave Laman's house. Pasuk says, Ki ma'at asher hayu hayu lecha lefonai v'yifrat zaro v'yivarach ha'shemot zcha l'ragli v'at ha'masai esag amenoichi lebesi. So he explains to Lavan that he has to leave because the little that you had before I arrived has increased so much. And Hashem blessed you because of my arrival, but now what do I also do for my house? Rashi explains, V'at ha'masai esag amenoichi lebesi v'tzarech besi achshav enosim l'tzarechi Elabanai v'tzarechan idiosa esagam im ani imahem v'samchan v'zehu gam. But now, when will I also do for my household, for the needs of my household? Because now only my children are taking care of my household's needs, and I need to be involved together with them to support them. And this is the meaning of the word v'gam, the word gam. Gam. What do you mean gam? Also, right now only my children are taking care of the household needs. When will I also do for my household in addition to my children? So we learn from Rashi that when Yaakov told Lavan that he must also work to establish and support his household, he didn't mean in addition to what he had been doing for Lavan's household, but rather in addition to what his children were currently doing for his own household. So the Mefarshim, the Ramban, Ben B'chai, the Radak, they ask, that's not Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. That his children were already working for his household, and now he's also going to do. That's not Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is that he was working for love, and now he also wants to do for his own household. And the Mefarshim notes that one doesn't find any mention of the fact that Yaakov had any sheep at the point when he first said that he was going to leave Lavan. And the Ramban calculates that Yaakov's oldest son would have been 6 years old. He's going to give such little children the job of shepherding sheep. Because of this, the Ramban explains that at that point Yaakov had not yet built up any herds, and he was asking Lavan for permission to begin building himself financially, as he had been busy until then caring for Lavan's sheep. So why was he Sotem and Apshat? Why did Rashi deviate from the simple explanation? And how is he going to deal with the question of the Rishonim? Of the Ramban, that leaving his young children, 6 years and less, in charge of the herds? Also, from the way Yaakov Avinu phrased his request, it would seem that he's justifying his need to be more involved with his own finances with the fact that Lavan had become himself wealthy. So why is one Tully and the other? He says, listen, you used to have only a little bit, now you have lots. Hashem blessed you because of my arrival, and now I have to do for my own house, meaning now that you're rich, now it's time for me to go. But why should one be totally the other? If Yaakov wants to be self-employed so he can stop working for love, and even if love hadn't been successful and you want to leave, you can leave. Also, Yaakov uses the word Vayivarchas Hashem Otzcha L'Ragli. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, Bishvili, because of me. Rashi says, Im ragli bishvil bias ragli basa etzlecha har bracha. With my feet, due to the arrival of my feet, this blessing came to you. So why doesn't the Pasuk use a more common word? Biglali. Earlier on it says, Im namat sasichin beinechin ichashti varechin yashem biglalcha. If I found favor in your eyes, I checked through magic and found that Hashem blessed me because of you. So you have Biglalcha, or say Bishvili, Why the ragli? Also, as the Ramban pointed out, Yaakov's children were still young. Nevertheless, we see that they were very mature, because not long after Yaakov left Charan, Yosef HaTzadik stood before his mother to shield her from Esav's evil gaze. And not long after that, Shimon and Levi annihilated Shechem to rescue Dinah. So why is it necessary for Yaakov to work together, l'somcham, like Rashi says, to support them? So Rabban tells us, Maisa avasim labanim. So this is obviously going to be a lesson for us, and particularly how to deal with wicked people in the Golis, like Lavan. In the Pesach HaGad it says, Seo l'mad ma'bikesh Lavan arami lasis li'akov avinu shepar l'gazer l'azcharim v'lovin bikesh l'akar, so go and learn what Lavan arami attempted to do to Yaakov avinu par, only decreed on the males. Lavan wanted to destroy everyone. Mefarshim ask, where do we see that Lavan made such an attempt? And they quote numerous psukim to explain where Lavan wanted to uproot everything, destroy everything. Svarim HaKadoshim, Dovrit Tzedek in Parshas Kisavo, Zalif, the Pnei Menachem, Shal Shudis, Maimer Beis, in the year 1995, Tafshin Nun Hei. So they pinpoint, actually it was probably still in 94, they pinpoint a certain subtle and insidious tactic that Lavan tried to use to undermine the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael when we were still in our infancy. Lavan heard that Yaakov and his family left. He chased after them, and he caught up to them when they were encamped on Har Gilad. So during the confrontation, Lavan tells Yaakov, Habanos ben Osai, Vahabanim banai, Vatson soni, the daughters are my daughters, the sons are my sons, the sheep are my sheep, and everything that you see is mine. The Sfarim explain that Lavan's intention with this statement was to forge a connection with Yaakov Avinu on all levels, with his wives, with his children, and with his money. So by reconnecting himself with Yaakov and his family after Yaakov had severed this connection by leaving, he'd be able to subtly inject his spiritual poison, thereby undermining all that Yaakov had striven for in his struggle to separate and shelter his family from Lavan and his rishis. So that answers the question, what do you see Lavan bikesh lakor sakol? He wanted to destroy everything, because here he says, I want your daughters are part of me, your sons are part of me, sheep is part of me, everything of you is part of me. So you want to separate, and I don't want to separate, I want to inject my poison. Yaakov Avinu understood Lavan's intentions. He did everything he could to keep himself and his family free of Lavan's influences, while he worked hard for his father-in-law, because he has to honor his father-in-law. Chazal and Yalkut Shimoni learn from the respect that David HaMelech showed for Shaul that a person has to honor his father-in-law like he honors his father. The fact that Chazal learned this from David and Shaul, we conclude the obligation applies in all circumstances, even when the father-in-law is hostile to the son-in-law, as Shaul was to David. Yaakov was aware of this obligation, and therefore he didn't want to leave Lavan's house without permission. But nevertheless, when he was employed by Lavan, he didn't want to create any meaningful connection with Lavan. He wanted to make sure that the honor he showed wouldn't cause him or his family any spiritual damage. Kotzker and Siv Sarach Bekodesh and Bayishlach writes that a person has to be exceedingly careful when it comes to distancing himself from impurity. The slightest mistake, even a linguistic error, can have consequences. Gemara says in Erevin, Rav Yossi Aglili was traveling on the road and he met Bruria, the wife of Rav Meir, and he asked her, on which path do we go to Lod? Because he wanted to go to the airport. Be'ezah derech nelech lelod, lelud. And she said to him, Galili Shote, you fool from the Galilee. What are you speaking so much to a woman for? You should have said, Be'ezel Lulud. So the Kutzker explained that what bothered Buria was the fact of Yosef who used the word Nelech, we go. You don't say we, right? He said to her, Beis Derech Nelech Lelut. You don't say let us go to a married woman because you don't want to have closeness to a married woman unless she happens to be your own wife. So this unintentional linguistic nuance can cause a person to feel this kesher. If you look deep into your nefesh, into your psyche, you see that the way you speak to somebody really can bring you close or far. That's why many people have a custom not to call married women by their first name, because when you call somebody Mrs., so there's this distance that's created. When you call them by their first name, it engenders a sense of closeness, of familiarity. So based upon this concept, we can explain that Rashi understood that the wording of Yaakov's request to take leave of Lavan would not have connoted any connection at all between Yaakov and Lavan. And it's even something which is seemingly so innocent. As an implied verbal connection can have a spiritual influence on a person. So Rashi understood that when Yaakov said, and now, when will I also do for my household? It had to mean that from then on, he would work together with his children on behalf of his household, as they'd been doing until then. Couldn't be that he's been working until now with Lavan, because Yaakov wouldn't say such a thing. If you don't want to connect yourself to Lavan, even verbally. That's why Rashi was seldom in Apshat. It can't be that Gam is talking about Lavan. I did work, I was with you, I also want to be with my house. No. You never want to say that you're with Lavan. And that's why he didn't say Big Lali. Because earlier on, Lavan used the word Big Lali, so he had to use a different word. He used the word Leragli. And not only that, but there's a deeper meaning why he used that word. So as we said, he wanted to honor his father-in-law and didn't want to leave Haran without his permission. So he tried to explain his need to leave Lavan in terms that he'd be able to appreciate. So the Tzaddik's famous Yisod, Yisrael Kadosh and Lazai and other places, that the first place where a person or concept is mentioned in the Torah, that shows its essence. The first appearance Lavan makes in the Torah is when he sees Eliezer approaching with Rivka from the well. V'yaretz Lavan el ha'ish achutz el ha'ayin, Rashi says, v'hi karosis, and Lavan ran outside to the man to the well. Rashi says, and what did Lavan, when he ran, he saw the nose ring, he said to himself, this man must be rich. V'nosan ein of mamon, he set his eyes on the money. So Lavan's desire for money was a fundamental and essential element of who he was, of his personality. So Yaakov understood this. So what did Yaakov say? Yaakov said, Ki ma'at asher haya lecha lefanai v'yifritz l'rov v'yivar Hashem osi l'oscha l'ragli v'ata masai esan gam anoichi l'beisi, because the little you had before I arrived has increased in multitude. Hashem blessed you because of me, but now when will I also do for my household? He wasn't saying that the reason that he needed to leave was because Lavan was now wealthy. Because in truth, he would have needed to leave even if Lavan would have remained poor. Rather, he was trying to illustrate to Lavan just how important the matter of taking over the running of the household was for Yaakov by juxtaposing it to the importance that Lavan attributed to matters of money. Lavan, you hold money is everything. So just like you hold money is everything, so I'm mentioning the money part, I also have to take care of my household. So that emphasizes to Lavan how important it is for him to take care of his household. And now we understand the Laragli. Rashi says, Im Ragli Bishvil Bias Ragli Basa Etzlecha Baracha. So he says, as far as I'm concerned, money doesn't have so much chashivas. So he said, due to the arrival of my feet, this blessing came to you. And something that someone compares to his foot isn't usually very important. we used to say when I was a kid, my foot, you know, that wasn't the, it didn't give what you were saying chashivas. So that's what Yaakov was saying for himself, that the money isn't, it doesn't really matter much to me. For inherently, obviously, as we learn later, Yaakov was very makbid even on his pachim ketanim, but that's because they were part of his avoda. But money inherently is not valuable for Yaakov. So now we understand the laragli, and not the biglali or bishvili. So if this was Yaakov's message to Lavan, we can understand that when he said that he needed to invest in his own household, he wasn't referring to their financial stability. Rashi explained Yaakov was saying that till that point his children were working alone on behalf of the household. And according to the understanding that Yaakov's avodah in Charan was to keep the kochos hatumah at bay by building boundaries and mechitzas that separated between his household and the tumah that surrounded him, we can understand that it was this avodah that he was intending to administer from then on. So that's what Yaakov wants to do. Yaakov now wants to take care of the kedusha of his family, the tower of his family. So from this statement to Lavan, we learn two lessons in chinuch. First, when a person's faced with the need to keep his children sheltered inside the home from outside influences, you have to give the children the feeling that they're active partners in the process of protecting them from outside influences, from impure influences. You have to give the kids the feeling that you rely on them, you respect them. If they feel their parents rely and depend on them, then any rules they're subjected to don't seem restrictive because they're partners. You have to empower them. So this was the first aspect of Chinuch Yaakov taught us. He told Lavan that until then his children had been taking care of my household's needs, meaning that they felt that they were active partners in protecting the sanctity of the household. And that's what it means. Even though they were little kids, the household needs wasn't the sheep. The household needs was protecting the kedusha of the house. The second lesson that can be learned is that although it's important to give children the feeling that they're involved in establishing and protecting the kedusha of the house, we learn from Yaakov that this approach has to be utilized in a limited fashion. Even the most capable children, like the Shiftei Ka, still need to feel like they're being supported by their parents. So Yaakov told Lavan that the time came for him to make the important decision of leaving because the children needed to feel that he was supporting them. That's right, she says, L'somchan. He was supporting them in their spiritual struggles of growing up. He was doing whatever he could to ease their burden. See, on one hand, you have to empower them, and on the other hand, you have to know that you're behind them. So we have to take this to heart. And we have to ask ourselves, Masai Ese Gama Nochi Lebesi? To also do for my house. The children are doing what they're doing, they go to school, etc. But I also have to be a partner in this. The kids know that I support them, that I stand behind them, and that I believe in them. So if we invest our strength in the chinuch of our children, we should merit bringing anochi lebesi. The Anochi is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. See the Kiyom of Divrei David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuf Chav Ches. Banecha Keshtilei Zeisim Saviv L'Shulchanecha, etc. Urivanim Levanecha Shalom Al Yisrael. Amen. Ken Yiratza. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.